Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal judge in Naples, Florida, has sided with Naples Pride regarding an obscene performance in a public park. We're going to be talking about this situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's just evil, atrocious about what these so-called gender-confused LGBTQ, whatever you want to call them, drag people, want to do and expose to children in Naples, Florida. But to me, it's even more tragic that parents would actually allow their children to play in the playground and watch this. So as we unpack this a little bit more in the update, I think this is a great opportunity for parents to take action and stand up against this.
Well, certainly, and it's also important to elect the right kind of people to public office, mm-hmm. and we may not have the right kind of people in the Naples leadership. So this situation goes back to 2022, and in 2022, Naples so-called Pride, that's the name of this group, had a drag performance out in a public park near a children's playground, and we have videos and photographs. And it's absolutely obscene. It's grotesque what they did and how they were performing. And they had little kids that would come up and put dollar bills into their underwear, like a strip show out in public. And there were kids out here in this playground. So when they came back in 2023, 2024, they applied for a permit. And Naples did the right thing at the time. They said, no, you can have it inside, and that it would only be for adults only, not outside where children would be exposed. And in fact, there is a Florida law that is passed that says you cannot have these drag performances in the presence of minors.
Right.
And so that's why they moved it inside. But 2025 comes around in anticipation for the month of June. Naples Pride filed an application, and they said, no, we want it outside like they did in 2022. The city of Naples voted 5-2 to move the proposed drag show indoors away from Cambier Park that is frequented by parents and their children, and to put an adults-only restriction on the event.
Now, keep in mind, they wouldn't take their children inside a strip club with
well,
the
they
same
shouldn't,
kind
and
of
certainly they wouldn't
performance.
Be able to.
They wouldn't be able to. So just reverse it. Why should they be allowed to perform?
To take the strip club outside.
Exactly,
that's
outside.
Right. That's the good logic behind it. That's what Naples did. Well, they got sued by the ACLU representing Naples Pride. We contacted the city of Naples and offered to defend them. Their insurance carrier chose to go with a private law firm out of Central Florida.
Who didn't do so well.
Who did not do very well.
Sadly.
And in fact, they went to the hearing. We filed an amicus brief, but they went to the hearing and they wouldn't raise the issues that we raised in the amicus brief. Number one, we raised the fact that this is obscenity, and obscenity does not have First Amendment free speech protection, especially when it's involving
right.
minors, because you have to protect minors. It's not free speech. And number two, that there is a Florida law that bans these kinds of performances in the presence of children, neither of which the law firm representing the city of Naples argued, neither of which. And in fact, the judge asked them whether it was obscene. And instead of saying, yes, it's obscene, and yes, by the way, there's a Florida law, and frankly, they need to have notified the Florida Attorney General, because that Florida law is in existence. Naples needs to comply with it. And if there's a challenge to that Florida law, the Florida Attorney General needs to be notified and have the opportunity to intervene and come in and defend that law. They didn't do any of that. And the
Absolutely.
Law firm didn't argue any of those points. Instead, they said, oh, it's a limited public forum and they have a right to restrict content. Well, they really missed an opportunity, and they never even pointed to the photographs and the video that we submitted. So we then, on behalf of parents, filed a motion to intervene after the hearing, but before the order came down. The judge has now entered an order and has not permanently denied our opportunity to intervene on behalf of parents, but said that The judge will address the preliminary injunction first, and then later will address our motion to intervene if the case continues.
Just a little added note, the judge who is a Clinton appointee, back to our point that we make often, elections matter.
Yeah, elections do matter. The fact of the matter is proper defense matters too. And
yes.
I think what happened here is you've got a law firm representing the city of Naples that went soft on the LGBTQ drag issue and did not present the arguments that were necessary and critical and central to this case.
I guess the judge can't argue something or can't rule on something that's not presented in the court,
you know, I was
court,
talking
right?
to a judge that's on the Court of Appeals recently, and that judge said, seeing the different quality of advocates that come before the bench, there are certain attorneys that are making these arguments on appeal on a wide variety of issues, and they never prepared the proper facts or legal arguments, and now they're up on appeal. So those can't be heard. And you can't make the arguments for them necessarily unless you're an activist judge. You have to go by what's in the record.
Right.
And it's frustrating to some judges when they see that and they see basically malpractice by attorneys who don't make their proper argument, or negligence, maybe poor performance, I would say, by some attorneys. I'm not saying it's malpractice here for this
right.
particular law firm, but it was certainly a poor argument.
But the judge's hands would be tied in certain.
Yeah, the judge's hands, you know, they have certain arguments. And if you're representing the city of Naples, right, and you are the spokesperson from a legal standpoint, and you are their voice in the courtroom,
right.
and the judge asks you, is this obscene? And you don't make an argument that, yes, it is, then that's Naples. That's Naples. On behalf of Naples, that's what they're saying. We're not going to raise that defense. We're not going to raise the defense that this is barred by Florida law. So even though it is barred by Florida law, and even though it is obscene, if Naples is not raising that because their attorney's not raising it, then the judge doesn't have a lot of leeway. So what happened is the judge issued a preliminary injunction based upon these arguments, and that means that unless something happens, this drag performance will take place in June. We will still represent parents and still work to intervene in this case to stop this case, because it's going to come on every year. This is not just a one-time event. This is every June. Just like I said, they were there in 22, and it was very obscene. 23, 24, they were indoors where they ought to be and away from children with no children present. But now 25, they're going to be outside. You started off by saying, I can't believe parents, because some of these parents in 22 took their kids to these events.
Oh, I know.
And I think, frankly, that's child abuse to take them to these events and to encourage these little boys and girls to take a dollar bill or a $5 bill and go up while these people are performing and gyrating and put it into their underwear or give it to them while they're performing. I mean, that's just unbelievable that a parent would do that.
Well, you know, the whole mission, of course, is to normalize this for children, to think, okay, this is normal, this whole sexual behavior, and if I choose to dress up like this, this is their whole motive. And so they are, you know, quite bent on doing this. And it's just such a shame that the court did not rule this way. However, I think this is a great opportunity for parents, because if their parents don't, if they don't bring their children, they won't have an audience.
That's right. Well, the parents need to obviously avoid that particular event that day, but they also need to make their voice known to the Naples, and also not just Naples, because these things are happening around the country in June. So be aware of what's taking place in your community, that these drag performances are coming to a little area of your community, and they want to groom children. You know, we've seen this happening in the public libraries, where they have the drag queen story hour, freakish looking individuals that are dressed up in a provocative way. You can't imagine what that does to a little child's psyche,
right?
In terms of the long-term impact that that has of disjunction in terms of reality versus what they're seeing.
Right, because at first they probably think, oh, it's a clown or whatever, but then when you get into the sexual gyrations and stuff like that, they realize there's a lot more to it, and that becomes normal to them. So you get pedophiles that want to approach them, and they think, oh, this is normal.
Well, and we've seen that happen. There's a lot of instances where some of these people that are in drag have ended up being charged with pedophilia, mm-hmm. coming after these children and inappropriately touching them or doing other things to them. So continue to pray for our children and this country. Frankly, I think this pendulum is swinging, and it's this particular issue, the drag and also the boys or girls in women's sports. And I think the common person is saying, this is insane. There are only two sexes, male and female, and I think that pendulum is swinging, and we are a part of that history coming back to some common sense position. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.